Bellamy rose onto the balls of his feet and stretched his arm toward the ribbon. His fingers wrapped around the familiar satin, but as he tried to pull it down, he realized the ornament wasn't just caught on the branch. It had been tied there. Had someone found the ribbon and tied it to the tree for safekeeping? But why wouldn't they have brought it back to camp? He absentmindedly ran his hand down the branch, letting the rough bark dig into his skin as he traced a line from the branch down to the trunk. But then he froze. His fingers were hovering on the edge of a dip in the trunk, where a chunk of wood had been scooped out. There was something sticking out. A bird's nest, maybe? Bellamy grabbed onto the edge and pulled, watching in horror as the medicine he and Clark had discovered came tumbling out. The pills, syringes, bottles, all of it was scattered in the grass by his feet. His brain raced for an explanation, anything to staunch the panic welling up in his chest. He sank to the grass with a groan and closed his eyes. It was true. Octavia had taken the medicine. She'd hidden it in the tree and used her hair ribbon as a marker so she could find it again. But he couldn't think why she'd done it. Had she worried about what would happen if one of them had gotten sick? Maybe she'd been planning to take the supplies with them when they set out on their own. But then Graham's words rang in his ears. "We can't let anyone else die just because your little sister's a drug addict." The boy assigned to stand guard outside the infirmary tent had fallen asleep. He barely managed to scramble to his feet and mumble a quick, "Hey, you can't go in there," before Bellamy burst through the flap. He jerked his head around, confirming that it was empty except for Clark's sleeping sick friend, then strode over to where Octavia was sitting cross-legged on her cot, braiding her hair. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" he hissed. "What are you talking about?" Her voice was a mixture of boredom and irritation, as if he were pestering her about schoolwork like he always used to when checking up on her in the care center. Bellamy threw the hair ribbon down on her cot, wincing as he saw horror rush to Octavia's face.
"I didn't," she stammered. "It wasn't..."
"Cut the bullshit, O," he snapped. "Now you can finish braiding your goddamn hair while a girl's dying in front of you." Octavia's eyes darted to Talia, then shifted down.
"I didn't think she was really that sick," she said softly. "Clark had already given her medicine. By the time I realized she needed more, it was too late. I can't confess now. You saw how they were. I didn't know what they'd do to me."
When she looked up again, her deep blue eyes were filled with tears.
"Even you hate me now, and you're my brother."